Praise the Lord. And I'm getting excited. But as I was looking this week and studying a little bit, I want to go back, and this is, if you've heard me say these things before, there's nothing new today. It's still the Word of God. Amen. I want to talk to you about walking on the water. Amen. And you'll remember who I'm referring to. Peter walked on the water. But I want you to know, you can walk on the water too. But, you know, I'm looking at it a little bit different here. But let's get into this. I think you'll like it. Our text is taken from Matthew chapter 14, beginning in the verse 22, where it says, "And straightway Jesus constrained his disciples to get into a ship and to go before him to the other side, while he sent the multitudes away. And when he had sent the multitudes away, he went up into a mountain apart to pray." The whole key to this passage is that one word, pray. Mm-hmm. And you'll see why in a minute. "And when the evening was come, he was there alone. But the ship was now in the midst of the sea, tossed with waves, for the wind was contrary. And the fourth watch of the night, Jesus went up unto them, walking on the sea. And when the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were troubled, saying, It is a spirit. And they cried out for fear. But straightway Jesus spake unto them, saying, Be of good cheer, it is I, be not afraid. And Peter answered him and said, Lord, if it be thou, bid me come unto thee on the water. And he said, Come. And when Peter was come down out of the ship, he walked on the water to go to Jesus. But when he saw the Lord, the wind boisterous, he was afraid, and beginning to sink, he cried, saying, Lord, save me. And immediately Jesus stretched forth his hand and caught him, and said unto him, O thou of little faith, wherefore didst thou doubt? And when they were come into the ship, the wind ceased. Our text today is another classic example of faith. However, took my eyes off my text here. However, most have missed much of its impact. Peter has been remembered as a disciple who nearly drowned instead of the only one who walked on the water. You've heard that before, and it's worth saying again. No, I am not telling you to walk on the water, but I am saying that your faith will work for you just as Peter's faith worked for him. But I am going to tell you that in the storms of life, we must maintain our sense of righteousness in Jesus Christ.
Amen. Yeah. Amen.
And how many know we're facing a lot of storms today?
Yes.
You know, Jesus faced a lot of storms. They were coming against Jesus all the time. And we're living in the last of the last days, and storms are happening again.
Yeah. Amen.
You see, the reason why Jesus faced a lot of storms was because the enemy wanted to stop him.
That's right.
He found out who he was, and from the time that he knew that there was going to be such a person on this earth, as Jesus, the Son of Man, Satan went about to destroy him. Every step of the way, he went about to destroy him. At one point, they were going to kill him, and he just walked out of the midst of them. They're going to throw him over the cliff. But he walked away.
Yes, that's right.
We got to remind ourselves of that. We have an enemy out there. What's happening today? Satan is out to destroy the church because we are the voice of the Lord today.
Yeah. Amen.
That's right.
Yes, we are.
And then the more we're speaking, praise God, the more we're speaking, the more he hates us. And he's stopping. That's the reason why we're having some difficulty getting stuff in our family here. I believe that with all of my heart. We're not backing down from that. We're going to win that victory.
Yes.
Things began to happen, and she got discouraged this past week for something, and it's going to work out.
Yes.
But then it's falling out. And this just happened just before church.
Jesus.
In fact, they sent a text at 10 minutes of 9. I left at 9 o'clock to come, to go pick them up. I didn't get that text until I was standing on their doorstep. I rang the doorbell, and I heard them motioning, and nobody came to the door. And then I looked down, and I said, well, I'll text them. And that's when I got the text. God doesn't want us to win, but we will win because Jesus doesn't fail. Love doesn't fail.
That's right.
Hallelujah.
Great.
We've got to maintain our sense of righteousness in Jesus Christ. I always told you that this was the first thing I think every newborn believer should learn, that they are righteous in Him.
Amen.
It gives us up. When you understand righteousness, it means I'm walking towards God and I'm not running from Him. I'm not in fear.
Right.
I don't back down. And He said, I'll help them stand in the midst of every storm and every attack of the enemy. How to go through the storm? You can do what God says you can do. Verse 22 says, go to the other side. When you have His word, you can do it.
Amen.
You must add your agreement to the word of God. If you're opposed to the word of God and what you're saying, there's no agreement. God can't honor that. Here Jesus constrained. That means He commanded. A restraining order from a court of law is more than just a suggestion. It is a command. And Jesus had to constrain His disciples to get into that ship.
Jesus.
Why? Because apparently, well, the disciples knew the waters because they were fishermen.
Right.
And they could sense that there was something coming up. There was a storm brewing. And they knew how dangerous those storms could be. But He constrained them. He commanded them. And they obeyed. They got into the ship. And when the word is final authority, you need not fear. Just go on and obey. See, when we've made the word of God final authority, if God's telling us to do something, we don't have to back down for anybody.
Amen.
It may look like it's not coming about. It may look like it's impossible. It may look like we're not making any headway.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
But it will come to pass. And that reminds me, I was just thinking of one thing. Praise God for what God is doing with Mark and Victoria. And we get to be a part of that.
Yes. Yeah. Thank you.
And you'll remember, I have said, we are going to write out a check one day for $1 million. Yeah. And that's just the beginning of many.
Amen.
So what's that tell you? We're going to have to grow in order to do that.
Yeah. Right.
I can't write that check yet. I don't think anyone here can yet. But if we grow, praise God, and we do what God's calling us to do, that's going to be easy.
Yeah.
We're going to have a part in this end time revival. Praise God. And those checks are going to go forth. And we're going to see some great things.
Right.
But we've got to grow in order to do that. Praise the Lord.
Thank you.
But here's the thing we've got to do. When we make the word of God final authority, we need not fear. Just go on and do it. But don't do your own thing and label it faith.
Amen.
See, that's where a lot of God's people are today. They're doing their own thing and thinking it's faith. It's not. If God said it, rest in the storm.
Yes.
But we will find ourselves in another situation if we decide to do it our way. Example, Jonah created his own storm. Remember what Jonah did? God told him to go to Nineveh, and he got on a ship going the other direction.
Mm-hmm.
And because he was on a ship going the other direction, and God wanted him to do something, and God was going to use Jonah, and God was there. He got out there in the middle of that ship, and a great storm arose. Remember what happened? They were lightening their ship when they were trying to do everything, and so Jonah finally figured out what was going on. And he told them, just throw me over and it'll be all over.
Mm-hmm.
And they didn't want to do it because they knew what it meant. I mean, throwing him over, that's, you know, wasn't right. But he convinced them, and they did. And of course, you rest the history. The fish, the great fish that swallowed him. And then he was put out on the shores of Nineveh and preached the gospel.
Yeah.
But he could have saved himself a whole lot.
Right.
If he'd have done it God's way in the first place.
That's right.
So sometimes, what I'm saying by that, sometimes we create our own storms.
Amen.
But even when we create our own storms, if we'll turn around and repent.
Yeah.
And that's a key word for believers today. Yeah, we got to repent.
Yeah.
When we miss it, praise God, don't lollygag around. Immediately repent and get back on track.
Yes.
Because God's got a plan.
Thank you.
You know, sometimes we create our own storm and you won't drown, but His way is a whole lot easier.
Yes.
Regardless of circumstances, if God told you to do something, you will succeed. You can have peace in the middle of every storm.
Amen. Amen.
See, when we know we've heard from God, when we're listening to God, we must pray until we have His word to go on.
Yes. Amen.
Can I say that again? We got to pray until we get His word to go on.
Yeah.
Amen.
With God's word, you walk in faith. You are in right standing, not fear. That's key. Amen. When you've got God's word, what's the word of God produce? Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. It produces faith.
Yes.
Amen.
And if you don't have God's word, then you're in fear. It's that. It's one or the other. It can't be both. Amen?
Amen.
The disciples should have been in faith also. They'd already seen him still one storm. Mark 4, 35 through 38 says this. And the same day when the even was come, he said unto them, let us pass over to the other side. And when they had sent away the multitudes, they took him even as he was in the ship. And there was also with him other little ships. And there arose a great storm of wind, and the waves beat into the ship, so that it was now full. And he was in the hinder part of the ship, asleep, and on a pillow. Sleep on a pillow. And they awaked him and said unto him, Master, carest thou not that we perish? And he arose and rebuked the wind, and said unto the sea, peace, be still. And the wind ceased, and there was a great calm. And he said unto them, why are you so fearful? How is it you have no faith? I like what the Message Bible says there in verse 39 and 40. It says it this way. Awake now, he told the wind. Awake now. He told the wind to pipe down, and said to the sea, quiet, settle down. The wind ran out of breath.
Yeah, yeah.
See, when you got God's word on it and the storms come, the wind's going to run out of breath. Listen, and that's true. God is eternal.
Amen.
Eternal life. But there's death out there.
Yes,
right.
And death is going to come to an end on this earth.
Amen.
It's going to run out.
Amen.
It's going to cease.
Yes.
It's just going to run out and cease and not be there. And so, it's going to run out of breath, and the sea became smooth as glass. Jesus reprimanded his revival. Why are you such cowards? Don't you have any faith at all? Well, they should have had faith. Because they'd seen him operate many, many, many times. But listen, just because we've used our faith one time and we had a faith victory one time, doesn't mean it's going to automatically be there next time. If we don't keep our faith active and keep it strong.
Right.
We've got to keep it there. We've got to make sure that we used it this time, then we've got to get back into the Word and replenish it.
Yes.
Tell you a funny illustration that comes to my mind. Brother Hagin said this. He and Aretha, they bought a house, and he said, I used all my faith to get the house. But Aretha wanted some curtains. You know, ladies want to fix the house up nice. And he told her, he said, you're going to have to use your faith because I've used mine all up. I've got to replenish it. So just because we have faith one time doesn't mean it'll be there next time if we're not staying in the Word. Because faith comes by hearing and hearing by the Word of God. Just a side thought. Hallelujah. This storm was not their own doing that they were in the midst of. Remember Jonah? They did nothing to cause this storm. And many times we don't cause the storms of life directly. When you read it in context, you will see why Satan did not want them to reach the other side. This was because of the man of the Gadarenes, that Jesus cast out a legion of demons and commanded them to go into the swine, and they drowned in the river. You see, the storm was there because Satan did not want Jesus to reach the other side. Because awaiting on the other side was his next step in ministry. Because there was a man who had a legion of demons. And Jesus was about to do something about that. And the devil knew it. And he wanted to stop it. So sometimes, listen to me, sometimes storms come not because we created them, but because we're on the right path. And the devil's trying to do everything he can to stop us from doing what he called us to do.
Yeah.
I don't know about you, but that helps me, because when storms come up, what's the first thing that... If you're not careful, the first thing you're going to do is your mind goes, well, what did I do now? Where did I miss it? Maybe we didn't miss it. If we're staying faithful to God and staying in the Word. Amen? You take the Word and abide in what it says. John 15:7 says, if you abide in me and my words abide in you, you shall ask what you will and it will be done for you. What does the Word of God do? It changes your relationship to the storm.
Amen.
Yeah.
The Word of God changes your relationship in the storm.
Yeah.
If you don't have the Word of God on the inside of you, you're an easy pushover. Well, I'll give you an example. Listen, baby Christians. And we're going to, listen, we're going to have a bunch of baby Christians in here.
Amen.
And we're going to have to learn how to deal with it. Well, I'll give you an example. Is Stephanie and her family. The little ones have come to the Lord, and Stephanie, in a past relationship, she's told me that she's been in church, she's coming back home. I mean, you know what I'm saying? And so the enemy doesn't want these things. But we got baby Christians coming in, and we're going to have to minister to them. And baby Christians don't understand when these things happen. Because what? Because they're just like a lot. People in the world, they're out there wondering where their next meal's coming from, where their shelter's coming from, their clothing, whatever they have need of. That's what they're concerned about. And see, we've got to bring them in and minister to them and get them over on the Word of God and show them how to use the Word of God to turn those situations around. So it doesn't surprise me that we're having some resistance. But listen, I want you to understand, this is a learning experience.
Amen.
And we're all standing together, and it's going to work out.
Amen.
And we're going to see great, because we need each and every one of God sending our way. Because that $1 million check isn't going to get written any other way.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Philippians 4:12-13 in the Passion Translation says, I know what it means to lack, and I know what it means to experience overwhelming abundance. For I am trained in the secret of overcoming all things, whether in fullness or in hunger, and I find that the strength of Christ's explosive power infuses me to conquer every difficulty.
Amen.
When you're infused with His power, when you're looking to Him, you're looking to the Word of God, praise God, you can get through anything.
Thank God.
Hallelujah. Everything may appear to be out of order and wrong. I mean, it may look like it's all wrong, and it may be out of order, and it may appear that way. The situation may even appear worse.
Amen. Amen.
But you no longer fit the situation, because you're a child of God. You're the righteousness of God, and in Him, praise God, and your relationship to that problem has been changed. Your righteousness kicks in and goes to work for you. Isaiah 32:17 says this, the work of righteousness will be peace, and the effect of righteousness, quietness and assurance forever.
Amen.
The work of righteousness will be peace. You can have peace in the midst of that storm.
Amen.
If you are the righteousness of God and you understand who you are, praise God.
Amen.
And the effect of righteousness, quietness and assurance forever.
Praise the Lord.
Amen. The Word makes you independent of the situation and storm. The Word makes you independent of the situation and storm. You speak the Word to the situation. The Word will change the situation. Mark 11:23. You should have whatsoever you shall have whatsoever you say. When you put faith to work for you in the midst of the storm, you'll have what you say. Amen. It has to obey you. The disciples could have changed the storm. They could have. In this particular situation, because we already showed you, there was another example where Jesus did it. He saw, and they saw what happened. And then they saw Him walking in another storm, and they got afraid. Okay. They got afraid. Amen. They could have changed the storm. They had seen Jesus do it before by speaking to it.
Yeah.
Stay in faith and go through the storm and let your righteousness work. That means to walk by the Word. Always put the Word first.
Amen.
See, and you can't put the Word first if you're not in the Word.
Amen.
That's right.
Amen.
If what you've been doing is not staying in the Word and not letting that Word abide in you, you're filling yourself full of something else, and that something else is producing fear.
Mm-hmm.
Put the Word first. Then you will have that righteousness working peace and quietness in your situation. Matthew 6, 33 and 34 says, "But seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you. Therefore do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about its own things. Sufficient for the day is its own trouble." And it says it this way in Matthew 6, 33 and 34 in the Message. It says, "Steep your life in God reality."
Amen.
God initiative. God provisions. Don't worry about missing out. You'll find your everyday human concerns will be met. Give your entire attention to what God is doing right now, and don't get worked up about what may or may not be happening tomorrow. God will help you deal with whatever hard thing comes up when the time comes.
Amen.
And you know what I found out? When a situation comes and things look impossible and it looks like a... You know, you want to get worried and all of that? Worry won't change the situation at all. People get worried. They get a letter in the mail. And there's a bill due and they don't have the money for it. What do they start doing? If they don't know Jesus and can't stand on the Word, they get worried. And they're trying to figure out how they can do it in their own selves. And what they're doing, they're creating a bigger storm.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
They're creating a bigger storm. Because they can't change it.
Amen.
But if they'll just trust God,
Amen.
He'll take care of it.
Amen.
And listen, it's hard to learn that sometimes. Been there and done that. But I'm learning just to trust Him.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Fear is a product of walking by sight. And that's why God says He put His Spirit on the inside of us. So we don't have to walk by sight anymore. We're to walk according to the Spirit.
Yes.
And when things looks impossible in the natural, when it looks like it's going wrong, when it looks like, oh wow, I got to do that, God already sees it.
Amen.
Just look to Him and look in the Spirit and begin to look to the Word and find out what you want and begin to talk to that situation.
Amen.
It's temporal. It's temporary. It has to go.
Yes.
Amen?
Amen.
It can't stay. No, faith comes by hearing Him by the Word. Why? Because the statement is usually... Let me back up. The disciples saw... The fear is a product of walking with sight. The disciples even saw Jesus and were afraid. Many times when the storms are on, we think that if we saw Jesus, everything would be all right. But the disciples proved otherwise. They were right there with Him. They saw Him do these things, and they were still afraid. No, faith still comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word. Why? Because that statement of fear is usually, because that statement is usually made in fear. If the storm comes, and you know, what comes out if you're not walking by the Word? Fear.
Amen.
You're making statements of fear.
Amen.
The middle of the storm is no place to back out of faith. You're already there. Peter was already in a storm. And he tried to back out. Because he looked around me, and he saw the natural. He saw the wind boisterous. He saw those waves.
Yeah.
And he saw all of that. And it produced something in him. It produced fear and he began to sink. See why it's so important to stay in faith? And listen, Peter, when he started out, didn't think anything about it. He was a little impetuous. But he spoke out and Jesus said, "Come." He had the Word of God. All he had to do was act on that Word and stay on that Word. But that tells me something else that we need to be aware of and be reminded of. We start out in faith. And we think everything's going all right. The enemy doesn't want you in faith.
That's right.
And so he intensifies the storm. He begins to put pressure and more pressure and more pressure. Why? Because he's wanting you to bend. He's wanting you to break. When you're in the storm, that's when you need to double up on the Word of God.
Amen.
And you need to get there and you need to run from those people who are putting fear out there. Go find a fellow believer that'll stand with you and tell them, look, I need your help. This thing's coming against me and it's bigger than I am right now. I need you to stand with me in faith. Will you do it? And listen, that means you've got to find one that you can trust.
Amen.
You just can't go to any believer out there that says and accomplish this.
Amen.
Because a lot of them will say, okay, I'll stand with you in faith. And you think you have, because the Lord's out of the mouth. But then when they leave you, they go tell somebody else, well, that brother's got a real problem. He's not going to make it. Mm-hmm. See, you got to trust people.
Amen.
See what I'm saying? And listen, one thing I believe with faith, believing Word Church, we're building trust in here.
Yes.
Amen. We can trust one another. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. If someone comes to you with a problem, you're not to criticize. You're not to put them down. You're to agree with them. And listen, you are to speak to them and take them and listen and not be go blabbing it out. No. Because you start blabbing and it gets out of there and it just tears down everything. And that's what the devil wants you to do. He wants you to become a gossip. No. We don't gossip. We trust one another.
That's right.
And we'll trust one another as long as we remain trustworthy. And it's important to what we're doing. Amen.
Amen.
The middle of the storm is no place to back out of faith. In fact, you can't. Peter began to sink. If you're backing out of faith in the middle of the storm, you're guaranteeing you're in. But it's not the end that you wanted.
Amen.
We don't go by what we see. This is when we've got to become pilots for Jesus and we fly by the instruments. That means fly by the Spirit, led by the Spirit of God.
Amen.
You can't see the end result yet, but faith says it's there. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. So you got to go by the instruments.
Amen.
You got to say what the Word of God says until you see it. Praise God in the Spirit. Praise God. And when you see it in the Spirit, and your mouth lines up with that, praise God, it's coming.
Amen.
It's coming.
Amen. Hallelujah.
If you miss it, don't stay there. We're just about done. Peter cried out for help. Jesus helped him, and they walked back to the ship. Isaiah 41:10 says, "Fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. Yes, I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand."
Yes.
And I told you, the real key to our text is found in this statement in verse 23, where it says, "He went up unto the mountain by himself to pray." John 16:13 says, "However, when he, the Spirit of truth, has come, he will guide you into all truth. For he will not speak of his own on his own authority, but whatever he hears, he will speak, and he will tell you things to come."
Amen.
Did you get that? Did you understand what he was saying? If we'll do the key thing in this whole passage is prayer. Jesus prayed, and he knew what to do because he already saw it in prayer.
Amen.
And when we get in the middle of the storm and when the things are coming against us, praise God, what we need to do is realize that we're filled with the Holy Spirit of God.
Yes.
And that Spirit of God is to lead us and guide us and direct us and show us things to come.
Amen.
So why? So that they don't take us by surprise. When the devil knocks at your door, you're already one step ahead of him and saying, "No, in the name of Jesus."
Amen.
We've been given that name to use.
Amen.
And if we already know what to do with it, praise God, before the situation gets there, it's a whole lot easier.
Amen.
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 I'm getting excited because he gave us his word, he gave us his spirit,
amen,
and he gave us his name.
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Amen. And he expects us to be there and to use all three of them.
Amen.
Walking in the Spirit.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Not backing down. I'm getting excited. But I'm also getting angry at the enemy.
Amen.
I'm getting tired of the fact that Stephanie and her family can't be here. I'll let you in a little secret. We were adding one more member of the family this morning if it had come. Grandma was coming.
Oh, Jesus.
Amen. Jesus. And you know what we've said about Grandma? She's going to come and she's going to hear the word. And that leg that's been amputated is going to grow out.
Yeah.
And the devil knows we've said that.
Amen.
And he's fighting.
Amen.
Just like he knows we've said some things over there at the
carriage court.
Yes.
I'm not backing down from those things.
Amen.
We put the word out. We speak the word out. You can't take it back.
That's right.
And the devil knows we're at that point where we're not taking any word back. So he's trying to keep these people away from us. But I know you all are out there speaking the word throughout the week. And you're sharing the word. We are. It's going to happen. And we were talking about that over there Thursday night. The church, the body of Christ in the United States, there's a lot of churches that are becoming complacent. And it just seems like that's happening in the body. But there are those that are not. And when we come together, these things begin to happen. And they will. And I want to be right in the middle of them. When we come together, and this is why we're coming together with the body life, ministry, coming together so we can encourage one another and help one another. And pray, because there's some things. Listen, the enemy had designed failure for this country. And there's some things we don't know all about that we're trying to work behind the scenes. But the church is standing up and taking its place and beginning to pray, and we've got to continue to pray. And we're putting it down. And one day, I can see it. Listen, we're going to grow and we're going to continue to grow, but it's going to be like one day we're going to open that door and all of a sudden, where'd they come from? Because they're coming.
Amen.
Because we've got a situation now where the light is exposing the darkness.
Right.
And people can see the truth for themselves.
Amen.
When the light shines so bright, it overcomes the darkness and the darkness cannot comprehend it.
Amen.
And when the light is shined so much, people are going to see the truth and they're going to come running because they know the truth now. Where their eyes were blinded, Satan has been bound.
Right.
And we're going to see some things.
Yeah.
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah. I'm getting excited for that day. And he already told us that he's going to do some new things that's never been done on the earth before.
Amen.
If we can believe it.
Yes.
We can have it. Hallelujah. So in conclusion, whether the storms are something we have created or not, we can stay in faith and put righteousness to work for us. His righteousness will work peace as we keep our eyes on Him. We will have the victory. We live in very troubled times. But by letting our faith and righteousness work for us, we can be free of the circumstances and have peace.
Amen.
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 We can have peace because we know the Word of God, but it doesn't excuse us from doing our part.
Amen.
And the key to this whole passage, when Jesus was alone and He prayed.
Amen.
He prayed.
Amen.
And it stirred some things up.
Amen.
But because He already knew what to do, it didn't bother Him, and He could walk right on through.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Aren't you glad? Let's stand. Beth, come to the piano, please. Praise the Lord. So I want you to agree, praise God, we've got work to do. And I can't back down anymore. I'm not going to back down. I can't retreat. There is no retreat with the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Hallelujah. You don't have to retreat. And I'm getting excited because I think we're going to see. And I don't think. I know we're going to see.
Hallelujah.
Things we've not seen before. And victory's won. And people.
Amen.
People are going to. Oh, praise God. They're just going to. Heaven's going to be changed.